We have an update now on a story that we've been telling chapter by chapter for 2 years. It began in Izmir, Turkey, a city on the edge of the Mediterranean Sea, where I met a teacher from Syria in his early 30s. Manzer Omar sat with a crowd of Syrian families on flattened cardboard boxes on the sidewalk.
We have no home, no house. All of us destroyed.
He'd been in Izmir for a week, waiting for a phone call from a human smuggler who would put him onto a crowded raft headed for Greece.
Smuggler, call us. We'll be ready 5 minutes.
Get 5 minutes?
5 minutes. Get ready and go in the night. We don't know we'll go.
It could be tonight.
To the beach. Get.
Manzer Omar had left his pregnant wife and two young daughters in Syria with his parents. He didn't want them to risk their lives making the dangerous journey to Europe.
I thank God for not to bring them with me. Maybe die in any minutes, any seconds.
You might recall hearing about Manzer Omar. NPR reporters followed along on his journey, joining him by foot, by bus, and by train across Greece, Macedonia, Serbia, Hungary, Austria, and finally Germany. Every day he sent voice messages to his wife, his daughters, and his elderly parents.
Maybe I will never see them again. But my wife and daughter, I hope I will see them in the near future.
His oldest 4-year-old daughter would say, "Papa, where are you? I miss you." Manzer Omar settled in the city of Dortmund. Last summer, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Samantha Power, visited Germany to meet with Syrian refugees, including Manzer Omar. I got a chance to ask the ambassador how he seemed.
Well, on the one hand, he's getting settled in Germany. On the other hand, he's away from his 3 kids, and I think his heart is breaking.
3 kids. His wife had given birth. A few weeks ago, we got some news about Manzer, so we sent our producer in Germany, Esme Nicholson, to check in. She took the 3-hour train from Berlin to Dortmund.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for choosing Dortmund.
Here we are. This is where Manzer is now living. It's in a very pleasant surroundings, lots of green parkland, and you can probably hear the birds singing, and it's pretty quiet here this afternoon. Let's go and see if he's home. He's certainly expecting me.
So you walked up to Manzer Omar's apartment building. And
I walked up, I rang the buzzer. They were ready and waiting. In fact, Manzer had already sent me quite a few texts asking me where I was.
Inside the apartment, Manzer had laid out a Syrian banquet. Lamb, tabbouleh, cake. Enough food for a family. Manzer opened the door with a baby in his arms. His wife and daughters have arrived in Germany.
It's Manzer with his girls. He's got his girls back. Lamar is 4. Then there's Lojane, who's 2.5. And then Losin, who's 1. And then his wife, Wala. They only arrived 2 months ago. So I think for him, it's still a real novelty that they're there and finally here in Germany.
They had their own challenges getting out of Syria into Turkey, where they registered with the German embassy.
Manzer was telling me about her arduous journey from Syria over the border in November, which of course was winter, and they were smuggled by foot over the border, and she had to walk for 10 hours nonstop with 3 kids. Of course, she was carrying their youngest daughter, which meant, of course, that their 2-year-old and 4-year-old also had to walk for 10 hours nonstop.
Well, Esme Nicholson, when you visited the apartment, you were kind enough to put us on the phone with Manzer Omar, so I had a chance to talk with him again. Let's listen.
My life completely changed.
For good.
Yeah, for good, of course, for good.
Can you tell me the story of the day you learned your family was coming to Germany?
Yeah, I can't describe my feeling. I was in a Deutsch course.
You were in a German course?
When I received email from embassy, German embassy in Turkey.
The German embassy in Turkey, yes.
They told me you can send your family to make a visa.
And in the middle of class, did you jump up and shout? What happened?
Yeah. Exactly, that's what happened. Teacher she said, "Oh, Manzer, what happened?" I told her, "My family will come." She was very happy for me. Say congratulations.
Is that your daughter that you're talking to in the background there?
Yeah, they are here talking. She wants to eat some cake.
So that's the story of when you learned that your family would come to Germany. Tell me about the day you saw your wife and children for the first time in more than a year.
I feel my heart will go out of my chest. They come 1 o'clock in the midnight, 18 January.
The 18th of January at 1 a.m.
Yeah, January. I was waiting in the airport.
And you're waiting at the airport.
And I look to the people who get out from the airplane. No, not my wife, not my family. I saw my little girl take a big bag. She saw me and I run immediately to hug my daughter. And I was crying with my daughter, with my wife. Really, everyone in the airport was take a photo for us. And yeah.
When I talked to you the last time, you were afraid that you might never see your wife and children again.
Yeah.
And now they are with you.
Thank God. Yeah, exactly. They are with me and every day. For 5 days after they come, I can't sleep. I woke up and look at my my daughters sleeping beside me. I'm not dreaming. I ask myself, I'm not dreaming. I speak with my wife. We are here together again. We are not dreaming. Yeah.
I wondered if we should talk to her and say hello to her.
Yeah, I know. Voila. I want to speak with you.
Hello.
Hello. This is Ari.
Hello. Welcome.
Welcome to Germany.
Thank you.
Do you like Germany?
Yeah. With Manzer, like.
Happy story. This is happy ending.
Manzer Omar, I'm so happy to talk to you again. Congratulations and good luck with your new life in Germany, with your family.
Thank you, Ari. I'm so happy also to hear you again. Thank you, Ari.
It is the end of this chapter, but not the end of his story. Manzer's wife and children have a temporary visa. They're hoping for permission to stay permanently. Manzer is working on getting his teaching qualifications and enrolling the kids in school. His wife has started learning German, and the entire family is about to move into a new, bigger home with a garden.